You're listening to SBS News.
Alex Sigley was the only Australian believed to be living in North Korea when he ran a tour company and studied at a local university. He'd lost contact with family members over a week ago, prompting fears that the North Korean government had detained him. He has now left the country and is in the Australian embassy in Beijing. Mr. Sigley emerged at Beijing Airport after being released from detention in North Korea.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm very good.
How do you feel?
Great.
His release from North Korean detention follows a visit to the country by a special envoy of the Swedish government who asked about Mr. Sigley. Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed the release of Mr. Sigley in Parliament.
Earlier this morning, we were advised that the DPRK had released Alec from detention and he has now safely left the country. And I can confirm he has arrived safely. On behalf of the Australian Government, I would like to extend my deepest gratitude to the Swedish authorities for their invaluable assistance in securing Alec's prompt release.
Australia and North Korea maintain diplomatic relations but do not have embassies in each other's territories, leading to Sweden's involvement in the case. Sweden remains one of the few Western nations that maintains diplomatic relations with North Korea and has an embassy there. The Swedish envoy was alongside Mr. Sigley as he touched down in China. In Perth, his father, Gary Sigley, expressed relief at the news.
Of course, the last week has been a very difficult week for Alec's immediate family. We were very worried. We didn't have any news about his situation. We're just so happy now that that situation has been resolved and that we know that he's safe and sound in Beijing and in the care of the Australian Embassy, and I'm sure they'll treat him very well. And I also know that actually he's been in constant good spirits and he's been well the whole time.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese also welcomed the release of Mr. Sigley, saying he and Prime Minister Scott Morrison had met this week to discuss their concerns for him. In Parliament today, Mr. Albanese said Mr. Sigley's release was good news for the nation.
I join with the Prime Minister in welcoming this announcement, and I thank him for yesterday the private discussion that we had, again discreetly talking about this very issue. On behalf of Labor also, I thank the Swedish authorities for their assistance. This is indeed good news for Alex, his family, and indeed good news for our nation.
Mr. Sigley's is the first known arrest of a foreigner in North Korea since that of American student Otto Warmby, who was sentenced to 15 years hard labour for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster in 2015. Mr. Warmby was repatriated to the United States in a coma a year and a half later and died 6 days after his return. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.